a pipeline operator, a meat packer, a big city police department. They are all victims of hackers who locked up their files and held them hostage this past year.
Those security breaches are front and center for a two-day virtual summit at the White House that starts today. Representatives from more than 30 countries will try to figure out a way to take on the threat of ransomware.
So who is showing up at the summit?
So it's a big group, Rachel. You've got everyone from Eastern European countries like Ukraine and Romania to the United Arab Emirates, Brazil. The White House says that they were chosen partially because they've all had problems with ransomware too. Ukraine, for example, is already helping hunt cyber criminals. Just a few weeks ago, the FBI partnered with international law enforcement and Ukrainian officials to arrest ransomware operators. They posted videos of piles of cash on YouTube, a classic international sting. I talked to President Biden's Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology, Anne Neuberger. She says those types of arrests are top of mind this week.
One of the panels will focus on disruption, and these are exactly the kinds of efforts that we have in mind. The partners who join us around the world are those where there is experience in criminal cyber activity.
And of course, there's the question of Russia, where lots of cyber criminals actually live. The White House says Russia isn't invited this time. They're focusing on a separate channel with Moscow for the moment, and they're seeing some progress there, but they're continuing to put pressure on them.
So how do these countries protect themselves? I mean, what does the Biden administration say it wants to get from these big meetings?
That's a good question. The White House isn't sharing a lot about the specific agreements it hopes to reach this week. But one factor involved is helping foreign partners get better at following the money, in this case, cryptocurrency. Similar to how the Justice Department a little while ago recovered $2.3 million from a Bitcoin wallet for Colonial Pipeline when it got breached by criminal hackers in May.
Right.
Additionally, while the White House says the meetings are led by the U.S., other countries are taking point on different sessions. So India is going to lead a panel on digital defense. Australia is going to take point on a discussion on disrupting criminal hackers, while the UK and Germany will also lead a few panels.
So just step back for a second, Jenna, and explain the significance of the problem of ransomware. How big is it?
So, Rachel, it's a huge challenge. Companies, big and small, could and have been victims, hospitals, towns, everyone. A recent estimate pegs payments at almost $2 million on average in 2021, and they're going after the biggest targets who are most likely to pay. And it's also not the first time that national security officials like Anne Neuberger have gotten interested in seemingly lowly criminals. So a couple of years ago, the intelligence community got involved in the Sony hack because North Korea was behind it. This time, NSA Director Nakasone is saying that ransomware is a national security threat and that the government is surging against it. And, you know, Anne Neuberger echoed those concerns, but she also stressed that there's strength in numbers in fighting this.
Firstly, there's always hope out there. That being said, we fight ransomware day by day, and it's something where we need many partners, American individuals, companies, partners around the world to fight it together.
And one last thing Neuberger said. You should always use multi-factor authentication.
Ah, I am busted. I need to do that on so many different devices.